Are you looking to accelerate your career in global education? Well, I've got a solution for you. Introducing the Global Pro Labs Certificate Program. This is our online skills-based training that teaches you the foundational knowledge and core functions of global education administration. From education abroad advising and management to international student and scholar services, international admissions, program development and delivery, and marketing, each lab will teach you everything you need to know to hit the ground running in that specialty. Each lab is taught by thought leaders and scholar practitioners with decades of experience in their area of expertise. Join over 150 students who have gained the foundational skills needed to thrive in a global education career. Best of all, you can get certified without having to get a master's degree right now or attend an expensive conference. Ready to get started? Head to insidestudyabroad.com/labs. That's insidestudyabroad.com/LABS to enroll today. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Before we jump into today's episode, I just want to give you a little heads up that the audio quality isn't as good as I'd like it to be. This is a throwback episode. We recorded it, I believe, in 2012, 2013. We were sitting outside. We were sitting next to a water feature. We did not have microphones. There was a little wind noise. So I'm so sorry that the audio quality is not as good as I'd normally like it to be. So thanks for understanding. Let's go to the show. You're listening to the Inside Study Abroad podcast, episode number 53. Welcome to the Inside Study Abroad podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Roberts. In this show, we explore the world of international education and meaningful travel with some fascinating guests, a little friendly debate, and a whole lot of practical advice. Let's get going. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Inside Study Abroad podcast. Today I am bringing you a throwback interview with my friend, Rich Kurtzman, founder and executive director of Barcelona Study Abroad Experience. Now, this was an interview we did way back in the day. It was actually, it's a little embarrassing. It was 2000, we're going to call it 2012, something like that. But it was a while ago that we recorded this episode, but I thought it since it only lived on the YouTube channel, I thought I would bring it over here to the podcast feed and you could get reintroduced to Rich and his story and how he got started with Barcelona Study Abroad Experience and his whole international ed journey. And then on Thursday, you're going to get to hear the update. Where is Rich Kurtzman now? What is he doing? How is BSAE doing in this sort of middle of the pandemic world that we live in? Now, before we get into the show, I want to remind you all that this Thursday, I'm hosting a free online live webinar on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central. And it's all about how to land your dream job in global education in the middle of a pandemic and how to get those very competitive jobs in international education. And I'm going to be pulling a lot from my own experience going through a job application process myself in late 2021 and how I was able to land a job that got nearly 100 applications, very qualified applications, and how I beat out all the competition for that role. And so I'll be giving you all the details on that webinar, including a lot of strategies and ways I approach a job search in general, and how you need to set yourself apart when somebody's looking at a sea of resumes that all kind of look the same, sound the same. How are you going to get to the top of that pile and actually land an interview and land a job offer? So that's going to be inside this webinar coming up on Thursday. Just go to the link down below in the description, or just go to insidestudyabroad.com/workshop to register. Yes, there will be a replay, but you have to register to get access to that limited time replay. So I will see you at the workshop. Now let's go to the show. Hi everybody, and welcome to Inside Study Abroad. I'm Brooke Roberts, and today I'm talking with the awesome Rich Kurtzman. We're actually here in beautiful Barcelona. Yeah, we're that lucky. We're at the WISTIC conference, the World Youth and Travel Conference. Rich was awesome enough to sit down and have an interview with me. So a little bit about Rich and his background. He started his career in study abroad working as an on-site director here in Spain. And right now he's the director and founder of a study abroad program called Barcelona Study Abroad Experience. So yeah. Thanks for being here, Rich.
Well, thanks for coming to visit me.
So the funny thing about Rich is I met him when at a regional conference, and I didn't know anyone, so I kept bothering him at his table, and I'm pretty sure he was like, go away, I need to talk to other people.
It was annoying until I saw you karaoke. And then,
yeah.
Oh. Girl's all right. She's good.
Oh, no. So well, let's start off like I do with every interview. Tell me about your first study abroad experience. How did you get involved in all this?
Okay. Yeah. I actually never left the United States until my sophomore year in college, but I was a quick convert. I studied in St. Petersburg, Russia for a summer.
Very cool.
And yeah, it just opened my eyes to all the possibilities. I was studying Russian at the time, didn't know it very well, but I was able to go to Russia, fell in love with it, made lots of language mistakes, and really got to see the rest of the world. Yeah. And that was the start.
What made you want to study Russian?
I don't know exactly. I had an extra class to take in freshman year of college.
And it fit.
And I thought, I like languages.
Yeah.
It fit. And there was another reason, actually, because if you, at my school, if you majored in any language, you had to study abroad. It was mandatory.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I ended up double majoring Spanish and Russian.
Where'd you go?
Illinois Wesleyan University.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about BSAE, Barcelona Study Abroad Experience, and how you founded it and how that got started.
So I've been in Barcelona since 2002. Working and study abroad, and I worked and study abroad before that in Chicago. And I'd led two groups of high school students in Spain. I'd been on volunteer groups before. I'd studied abroad twice myself, interned abroad myself. And I finally thought, look, I'm going to take everything that I've learned from all these other programs and all my other experiences and put it into a program I think gives everything that I want. If I were a student studying abroad again, this is the kind of program I'd want to go to.
Very cool. I can't say enough awesome things about Rich, because I think he's really developed the perfect study abroad program. It combines all the support that you all know students kind of need nowadays with that cultural immersion, which you can talk more about that stuff later too. So you run a provider program, there's no getting around that, and I think it's awesome and great. Everybody send your students to Barcelona for Rich.
Thank you.
Not every provider is great, and we know this. I mean, we know enough people in our field that not everyone's that great. So maybe one, two, three things would you tell a student or parent or anybody who's watching who might, how do I pick between all these programs? How do I discern whether it's a legit good program or not?
Yeah, well, there's a lot out there for sure. Mm-hmm. If I were a student again, I would look at what is provided with the program, what's included, right? And who are the on-site staff, I think, is important. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that because I'm not the only one who works here, but my staff is great, and everyone that comes through. Mm-hmm. One of the top feedback we get is the staff in Barcelona was awesome. So who is the staff? Are they locals, or is it someone like me who's from Chicago but has been living here for 10 years and knows the city really well? And then what kind of activities are included? Are they just the typical tourist activities that you're gonna
see, bus tour and
that everyone does,
yeah,
or are you gonna do some special thing? Like, our activities that are always the most popular are the salsa class that we do with local students here, the cooking class to learn paella, how to make paella. Those are the ones, hands-on experiences, not a tour saying, hey, did you know it? This year this building was built by someone, you're gonna forget the name.
And you can do that easy enough on your own. You can go on a hop on, hop off bus tour on your own, right?
So is the program really dedicated to showing you the real city that you're gonna be in, the real culture that you're in? That's something I would look for first. Price isn't always an indicator. You know, the most expensive programs doesn't mean you're gonna get the most. So you have to look in and see, okay, I'm gonna pay X amount of dollars, but then wait a second, I've also got to pay for this on top of that, and this on top of that.
Right.
I look at that, and then I would talk to other students who have been there and find out what's the real story that's not just in the glossy catalog, it's in the beautiful websites.
Totally. Yeah, and anybody can have a really pretty website easily. Not me, clearly. But, you know, a lot of people can. It's really easy to get developed, and, you know, you can outsource that really easily.
Yeah.
One of the cool things when it comes back to what you said about on-site staff, I think is really important, is that most people don't realize that a lot of programs don't have really anybody on-site, either one to support you or two to help you bridge that gap between I'm an American and now I have to enter this new culture. And one of the cool things about Rich, a little plug for you, is that he has done tons of intercultural communication consulting. So you have talked both from the American perspective to Spanish back to American. How do you integrate? How do you communicate? How do you really get to know each other so that you can do business or what have you? So I think that's a really cool thing too.
Yeah, again, one of the things that we like to do is I think about, all right, if I'm going on this program as a student, what do I want?
Yeah.
And so if I were going to go to India, I want someone there who's going to take me to the, not just the touristy places, mm-hmm. but they're going to walk me around and show me, this is what a typical meal would look like. Mm-hmm. This is what a typical festival looks like.
Right. Yeah.
To really get to know it, because otherwise you're just scratching the surface.
And don't you do something you call cultural encounters or something?
Yeah.
Tell them about that.
So part of my philosophy is that you want to take students out and provide certain activities mm-hmm. for them, but you also need to give space, because that's part of study abroad, is to grow and become more independent. So we do these things called culture encounters, where, for example, we'll say to students, all right, you've got these tasks. Mm-hmm. Go to an open-air market, go to a grocery store, and go to a corner store, mm-hmm. and find out what are the differences between all those things, mm-hmm. and what do you observe? Mm-hmm. So they'll see the Spanish people, the local people with their carts, their mini
yeah.
carts
yeah.
there. They'll see them buying fresh fruit and vegetables and hardly anything frozen.
Yeah.
And then to compare that back to the United States or their own culture, wherever uh-huh. they're coming from. And also get some tangible, practical things. So they have to come away with 5 different vocabulary words.
Yeah.
And so it gets them out in doing those things that mm-hmm. they should do anyway. Mm-hmm. And another one that I like is we tell them to go take the metro out to someplace they've never been before, mm-hmm. someplace out of the touristy city center, mm-hmm. and find out about it. Go talk to people. Go to a cafe mm-hmm. and ask them how long has it been there? What are the clientele like? Mm-hmm. And it just gives an extra push to get someone out mm-hmm. of their comfort zone a
yeah.
little bit more.
And I think it's always great too. It's like it's hard, especially when you're learning a language, to get over that fear of like I'm gonna mess up.
Yeah.
So if you ask them questions, they'll tell you. And get them talking about things they hear about, like their business, their family, or history,
yeah.
all that stuff. So
and you realize
really cool
you
thing.
Make a mistake, it's not a problem. When I was in St. Petersburg, I made a pretty big mistake with language. Where, to make a long story short, I thought that I knew the word for apple juice, and
yeah.
I went to the store and was pointing to the to the woman that was working there, asking for apple juice, and I was really calling her a very bad name. I didn't realize it until I got home and asked my director, and he said, yeah, you were calling her, I won't say it,
yeah.
a family
mm-hmm.
show,
mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, well...
Never
I'll put it. I'll put it in the text below. How about that?
Okay. So one of the cool things I like about you is that because you're so young, you're so energetic. You clearly have an amazing passion for all of this and a lot of great experience. One of the things we're always trying to do with Study Abroad is not just talk about these intrinsic things that you get out of it. That you grow and you learn and you love other people and cultures and blah blah blah. It's all great. We love it and we believe in it, but. At the end of the day, mom and dad, future employers,
see it as an investment.
Yeah, they're
yeah.
like, what is the value in this? Where am I going to get a return on this investment? So what are some things that you would give as advice on what you can do during your study abroad experience that's going to make it that much more attractive when it's listed on a resume or in a cover letter?
Yeah.
Other than, yeah, I partied every weekend. Obviously, you're going to have fun, of course. But
yeah.
what are some cool things that you can be able to say, well, during my experience, I did this.
Yeah.
And it brought me to this, and that was valuable because of this, whatever.
I talked to a woman who's the head of recruiting for IBM for interns.
Mm-hmm.
She said they get 3,000 resumes every year.
Mm-hmm.
She said the first thing that she looks for is a previous internship experience mm-hmm. somewhere. The second thing is a study abroad experience, mm-hmm. international experience.
And
everything else gets thrown away.
IBM in the United States or here?
In the United States.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Everything else gets thrown away.
Yeah.
Okay. So a student coming to study abroad has already taken that one step
forward.
Wow,
that's amazing.
A student coming to intern abroad has got the first 2 steps already
yeah.
done. But the next steps for me are being able to talk about the program.
Because
mm-hmm. you go in for a job interview and they say, oh, I see you studied abroad in Barcelona. And if you say, oh yeah, it was awesome, it was
yeah.
amazing, that doesn't get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make a really intangible experience tangible
mm-hmm.
for them.
Yeah.
So I think a student needs to learn how to talk about the experience and articulate it in a way that's going to impress an interviewer.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah. So one thing that we do here, for example, before students and interns go home, we do a reentry workshop
mm-hmm.
and we talk about it. So I don't want the first experience of them talking about their study abroad experience for a job interview in that job interview.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit there and say, okay, tell me about your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually say, it was great. I learned so much and I think I really grew.
Okay, we need more meat there.
Yeah, yeah. They need the words
yeah.
to do it. So
mm-hmm.
we've got a little worksheet that they answer some
mm-hmm.
questions and they give them the words to go into an interview,
mm-hmm.
to put on the resume, put in a cover letter.
Yeah.
We do mock interviews
right.
Back and forth with the other students.
Right.
And everyone comes out of it mm-hmm. so much more confident about talking about their experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, with an internship, they're probably going to have like a project or something they worked on. But
yeah.
when you're studying, I used to coach students and say, well, tell me about something bad that happened to you while you were here.
Something bad that was just like, oh, it was stressful. Something crazy happened and you had to get yourself out of it. And you can talk about problem solving skills, keeping cool under pressure, things like that, that would translate then to the type of work they might be applying for.
Or working in another culture, for example. That is something that everyone is looking for these days. Keeping your sense of humor in difficult situations. A typical interview question is, tell me about a challenge you've been through. And most people studying abroad go through the challenge, whether it's just culture shock at the beginning, or an example like you gave, I missed my flight back and I had to figure out, and I had to keep my cool. And my friends were freaking out, so I took the leadership role in it. There's so much more than students really don't realize until you point it out to them, what they get from the experience. Makes the parents happy because their investment is paying off. Makes the students more confident, which is a lot, means a lot in the interview.
So let's talk about studying in Barcelona. It's one of the most sought after destinations, you know, in terms of students searching for study abroad. Everyone wants to come to Barcelona. What are you've been here for 10 years. You've seen the gamut from somebody who doesn't speak the language at all as they walk off the plane, doesn't even want to study the language, to cultural immersion, learning the language. What are three misconceptions, maybe not three, but what are some misconceptions or myths about studying abroad in Barcelona that you think people need to know?
First of all, now that you've been here for a little while, you see why everyone's coming to Barcelona.
Amazing city. Last time I was here, I was 16 years old. So I remember Gaudi, and then we left. But I love Spain in general, but this is a beautiful city.
I've never been in a city where so many people in the first day say, I need to stay here longer, I need to come back. I was only going to be here for 2 years, and I'm going on 10 now. It sucked me in. But there are some misconceptions about Barcelona, and the number one by far is, and even some professors say this, is that you can't learn Spanish in Barcelona because they speak Catalan here. So the truth is they speak Catalan, but the truth is everyone is bilingual. They speak Spanish and Catalan. And where do students actually learn Spanish? In their classes. So they have to be taking intensive language classes, which they do here. In homestays, for example, speaking with people, in language exchange intercambios, they'll be speaking Spanish with them. And they'll meet people that speak Catalan, and some of the signs are in Catalan. But because a sign is in Catalan, to say exit doesn't mean you're not going to learn in Spanish how to say exit. You just actually, it's a bonus because you're learning a little bit more of another language. And especially for Americans, I think it's good to live in a city that's bilingual. It's so foreign to most cities in the U.S. So the students come out learning so much Spanish, go back to the professors who said that they can't learn it in Barcelona and say, actually, I did. And they get this experience in a bilingual, bicultural city. There's so many Catalan aspects and cultural aspects that are great and not in the rest of Spain. So I'd say that's one myth. Another myth is maybe the people that think, oh, you're in a big city in Europe, and it's going to be like any other big city in Europe. And that's not true. Barcelona really has its own culture and flair, and we try to get the students to see that by taking them out to the countryside, taking them to different parts of the city, and really seeing that there is a difference in Catalonia, and it's a great difference.
Well, one thing I've always heard too, and I think I've even been weary of it a little bit too when I was an advisor, was any given spring or summer semester, given all the providers that are located in Barcelona, there might be anywhere from 500 to 2,500 American college students running around the city in various programs and universities. Do you notice it? Is it hard to integrate because there's such a large presence of Americans, or is it,
Even notice? There's 1.6 million people in the city of Barcelona, so you do notice it if you go to only those places where some students tend to go. And that's why part of my goal is to show students that there's another part of Barcelona. And the other thing that I would say is that not every student can go to Mali, and not every student wants to go to a small town in South America where they can only speak Spanish. And if we don't provide opportunities for those students to get abroad, they might not go abroad at all. So for those students that are not as ready to go to those other destinations, they can come to Barcelona. And for students that are ready to get completely locally involved, they can do that also here. They can speak Spanish the entire time they're here. They can take classes in Spanish with Spaniards. They can live with Spaniards. So I think it offers something for everyone, where other destinations are only for a certain segment.
Yeah, that's true. All right, and then my last question for everyone is always, if you could do it all over again, go back in time, you've never studied abroad, knowing everything you know now, where would you study abroad?
Of course. I mean, yeah, Barcelona, study abroad in Barcelona.
Yeah, right? Barcelona study abroad experience, yes.
And so my second choice would probably, I think I'd go to China. Because I think Mandarin, after Spanish, Mandarin is a language that's going to be very important to be able to speak Chinese. It's going to be very important these days.
Go China. I live in China, so I fully support that. That choice. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you, Rich. It was awesome. This is Inside Study Abroad, Rich Kerstman from Barcelona Study Abroad Experience. You can check him out at barcelonafae.com.
That's right.
Okay. Wait, I'm in Spain, so I should sign off in Spain. Adios.
Adios and dos besos.
Yeah. Oh, what? Oh,
yeah,
Ah, sweet. Yay. Okay.
Got to kiss both.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed that throwback episode with Rich Kurtzman of Barcelona Study Abroad Experience. I will have all of his details linked down below so you can go check him out, connect with him on LinkedIn, check out all the things that are going on with BSAE. And of course, don't forget to register for our upcoming webinar this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. I would love to see you there. If you are trying to land a job or level up your career in global education, this is the perfect webinar and training for you. You'll also get to learn about the Global Pro Institute and how you can join our final group cohort coming up in a few weeks, and how you can get access to that training, that community, that coaching from me, etc. So I will hope to see you on Thursday. Remember that every day you postpone a dream, you weaken it a little. So get out there and make some magic happen. Cheers. Are you looking to launch and level up your career in international education? Well, look no further than the Global Pro Career Institute. This is our online career development program that covers it all, from articulating your compelling brand and signature story to strategically stacking your body of work and growing a powerhouse network of champions. This program will help you become a dream job magnet in global education. The strategies I teach aren't just theory. In fact, it's a proven framework that I've used over the past two decades to land highly competitive jobs, go from intern to executive in 4 years, and get headhunted by numerous companies. Join over 500 students who have learned how to master the big three: their resume, cover letter, and LinkedIn profile. Our students have gone on to stand out in a very crowded job market, land on the elusive yes pile of resumes, and wow hiring teams with their tailored, authentic, and purpose-driven applications. The Global Pro Career Institute is the only career development program for aspiring global educators, meaning you don't already have to have a job in the field to get started. If you're ready to jumpstart your career in global education and skip to the front of the line, enroll in the Global Pro Career Institute and dive right into the content. I promise you won't regret it. Go to insidestudyabroad.com/GPI to get started, and I'll see you on the inside.